Nick Fuentes with us for most of the hour. I got a few final things I'm going to hit before Harrison Smith takes over here from the wreckage of InfoWars, but the Phoenix being reborn. Nick, we're talking during the break, and you totally agree with me. Of course, you already talked about that. I already know you agree because you already said it yourself. You don't get it from me. It's just prima facie. My issue is I did not want the Clash of Civilizations to be about Jew versus the West. I knew that was being incubated and pushed, and they always want to repeat the last war. But definitely that is now how the Clash is lining up in the globalist calculus. It's so dangerous. Is there any way to divert from that and make it just pro-humanity, anti-AI, or where, just in summation in the short segment, and we'll come back with all the other news, how do you just gut level, and I know it's not a prediction, just on the current trajectory, where do you see things going? Because it doesn't look good to me.
Yeah, I don't think there's a ton of good options right now, and I think the best bet for people like us is we just have to participate in the process. And by that, I mean people need to start accumulating power, getting involved. It may be too little too late, though. I think that the problem is countries like Israel, like we talked about, they know what they're doing. They are ahead of the game. Like, they are on their way. And the United States is just completely disorganized. I mean, what is going to be the contest in 2028? It's going to be Vance versus Newsom or something like that. The sad part is, we had an opportunity with Trump in 2016 and 2020 and 2024 to maybe try to turn things around, maybe try to get America back together, make America great again, whatever. They just didn't do it. It just didn't happen. So I think the future is very dark. I think that we're heading into a confrontation with Iran. I don't see how Iran ultimately survives that in the long run. I think that Israel dominates the Middle East. Europe is a declining power. They're either going to have to get together and become their own great power as some kind of super state, or they'll continue to fall behind. Either way, they seem to be decoupling from the United States. And so it just seems like it's a very bleak future for white people in the world. Seems like it's a bleak future for America, for Europe. I think it could be the case that the best days are behind us. So it's kind of a sad reality. I don't see things going very well for any of us in the next 5-10 years, to be perfectly honest with you. But I tell people we can't give up. We have to get involved in 2026, 2028. We might have another chance, might have another shot in 28 if we just get the right guy in. But you look across the board at all these different things, whether it's the debt and the deficit, which they tried and failed to fix with DOGE, the situation with trade, which they tried and failed to fix with tariffs, the situation with foreign policy, which we tried and failed to fix by getting out of Ukraine and not fighting Iran. Every one of these things weighs on us tremendously, and I don't see how any of these things are going to be resolved anytime soon in a way that's favorable. So I think that there's going to be perhaps a serious calamity in the near future, and the only hope is that we're going to be able to use that to reorganize society in a way that we have a shot at survival. But I got to be honest with you, this second Trump administration has been it's not only been a real letdown, but it really demonstrates the prospects that anything even can change. Because you would have liked to thought that he gets elected in 24 and the platform is we're going to cut $2 trillion from the deficit. We're going to end the war in Ukraine. We're going to do these mass deportations and build the wall. We're going to have a tariff schedule and rebuild and re-manufacture, re-industrialize America. That would have been the program to get the country back on track. And you see that one by one, every single one of these items fell by the wayside and we were told was politically impossible. So I just don't see how that's ever going to be solved with anybody other than Trump. If it wasn't going to be him, who has this mass cult-like following, who does seem to have some level of independence from the institutions and from the party, then who is going to deliver that victory? Is it going to be J.D. Vance? Is it going to be Marco Rubio? I don't think anybody believes that. And the only worse option then is the Democrats, who are just going to mess things up even more. So it's a pretty rough picture. I don't think anybody should be giving up, but we should definitely not kid ourselves about the stakes here and about the gravity of the situation. It's not very good. So that's my gut level take. I know it's a bit of a blast, though.
Back in 60 seconds. Stay with us.